This is Sean with Voices Live On for Veterans and Voices of Sailing. We're here with Matt Hubbard. Matt, you went to West Point, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Graduated 07.
Okay. So, was this, how many times have you been on the Figawi?
So this is so 13, we're deployed in 14, 15, weather was shit, so 13, 16, 17, 18, 19, so 5 years now.
Five years. What's your favorite aspect of the whole weekend?
Our crew grows every year. Like, even though we don't put people on the boat, I've got three of my former lieutenants here that just kind of came out, and so it's just a great chance for us all to keep together. The camaraderie was really strong, especially in a unit like the 101st. Did multiple deployments together, and you know, we've got guys in from California, New Jersey, D.C., Texas, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Massachusetts, and New York. So this is, the Figawi just is a great chance for us all to come together for, a long weekend and kind of reconnect.
Okay. So when you were growing up, what was your original motivation to go into the military and serve?
I didn't have one. I grew up in Houston. Everybody wants to be an astronaut when you live that close to NASA. Turns out when you have to take your shoes off to count, you don't have a great chance of being an astronaut. But after 9/11 happened when I was a junior in high school, I knew that I wasn't a phenomenal student, so I just wanted to, I needed discipline to get through college, and West Point was a great option to go and serve. My grandfather was in World War II.
You can't be a slouch and get in West Point, though. You gotta have your stuff together.
It is some self-deprecating humor in there, but it was a chance to do something different in a time when our country needed people to step up. You don't really know what you're getting into. If you read the glossy brochures from West Point and then you show up in Afghanistan, it's a little bit different. so you never know quite what you're signing up for, but one thing that they can't put in the glossy brochure that actually turned out better was the family you pick up along the way. Right. And I mean, these guys are exactly that. They're family. My brother's here with me this year. He's done two deployments. He's a 2012 West Point guy. So while it wasn't something in my blood and something I've thought about for a long time, it's shaped the man I've become today.
So how many deployments did you do?
Four. I did one to Iraq and three to Afghanistan.
Okay. Are you still active, or are you?
I got out 3 years ago, so I did 8.5 years, and after my company command at the 101st, I separated and went into the private sector.
Okay. So one thing Bob has started is Operation Set Sail, which is teaching veterans how to sail as a team for therapy. And that's, yeah, Bob, yes, we have. Can you see from the experience, obviously you've done it 5 years, how it really could be a bonding therapeutic experience?
Yeah, you go to certain academies, they teach you to sail. You got our Maritime Academy out of Kingsport, New York. You've got the Naval Academy, but obviously at Air Force and West Point, not a huge priority to teach people how to sail. But I deployed with Jack's son John in 2012. He said, you got to come crew the Figawi with us. Don't know a shit about sailing, never been on a boat with a sail. Certainly never had a responsibility to haul a line, but you learn, and it just, again, it's all about teamwork, and so you kind of fit right back into a new team, and it's an incredible experience.
Have you been sailing anywhere else?
No. The Figawi's really been it. Looking for opportunities to get out there and do it somewhere else, but I think I'm kind of screwed because you're never going to find a crew as fun as this. So if I got a piecemeal on my own, I fear either we'll be lost at sea or somebody will mutiny.
Okay. That's great. All right, well, I appreciate you and all your service, obviously.
Oh, this is so great what you guys are doing.
Well, we're just trying to let the voices live on, you know, for veterans and for people that want to help vets as well.
Well, you guys are a big part of that. We couldn't do it without the support back here. You know, we had a guy on our boat yesterday from Vietnam. He was drafted right out of college. His 2-year was waived. He was an artillery officer. And talking with a guy who was drafted versus a volunteer service, you kind of see the difference in how much just the culture has changed. And so, and what they had to endure when they came home in terms of support, or rather lack of support, it's done a complete 180. And it's because we come home to guys like you who take care of us and put your arms around us. And it's not an easy transition, but it's sure as hell a lot easier when you got people that want to take care of you. So appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
No, thanks.
You got it. And this is supported by Crown Haven Wealth Advisors, Voices of Sailing, Operation Set Sail, and Smart Money Radio on WIBC.